The Institute of Economic Affairs, IEA, has cautioned government to be careful with what it calls its borrowing spree. It says although the Finance and Economic Planning Minister, Dr. Kwabena Dufour, in the presentation of the 2012 budget assured Ghanaians of debt sustainability, the IEA still thinks Ghana cannot achieve macroeconomic stability if it keeps borrowing at the rate it's doing. A senior economist at the IEA, Dr. Kwabena Kwachi, said this at a news conference in Accra.
We have made the point that the pace of borrowing was quite rapid and we need to be cautious about the long-term sustainability of the public debt. And that some people had even argued that there was a danger that we could return to a big status. Now, we never said that we think we are going to return to a hippie status. The minister has made it very clear in the budget document that they have done a debt sustainability analysis, even taking into account Chinese, the upcoming loan, 3 billion in Ugandan CDs, and they have found the debt level to be sustainable. So we take his word for that. Again, we're quoting that you have a cautious borrowing policy. But he gave a threshold of 50% of GDP debt ratio from their calculations will still be sustainable. Now, we don't have all the figures. They have done their analysis. You look at the composition of the debt, how much of it is short term, how much of it is medium term, how much of it is long term, the term of the debt, the servicing cost. You put all this together and before you come out with a judgment on whether it is sustainable or not.
Dr. Kwabena Kwachi, however, believes that the theme for the 2012 budget, which is infrastructural development for accelerated growth and job creation, is appropriate and hopes government finds another source of income to execute its development agenda if the $3 billion Chinese loan is not secured.
In terms of job creation, we do not believe that there's going to be a large job creation component, not in the immediate period. Manufacturing sector is an important sector of the economy, and that is also where a lot of job creation is expected to take place, and it has not been doing very well. Now, manufacturing is going to do 3.7% compared to 1.7% last year, so at least there's a slight lift in manufacturing, but we would expect the manufacturing should be supported such that it will go at a faster rate and be able to create the necessary jobs to help address the unemployment problem.
On petroleum products, the IEA is against subsidizing liquefied petroleum gas. It believes the money spent to subsidize the commodity can be used for other development projects.